Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, Brett Swartz. Brett, you are the founder and CEO of Capital Gains Tax Solutions. Your website, capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. Brett, it's great to have you.
Josh, grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are just up the road from me, from St. Augustine, now Jacksonville area, which we love to go visit St. Augustine. It's a great town, and Jacksonville's great. Jacksonville's got, surprisingly, I got really great beaches for that side of or that coast. Because if you go to Cocoa, it's, you know, the sand's a little grainy. It's a little rocky. It's not. But yeah, Jacksonville, I don't know if they imported all their sand up there, but it's got some great beaches.
It's an amazing place. Yeah, we love it. We've been here about 3.5 years, moved from California. We do miss the California big waves. You know, it's a little flatter out here, but beautiful beaches, not crowded, you know, gorgeous. You know, eight months of the year, I think it's San Diego weather is what I call it. Yeah. And then, you know, a couple months, it's a little bit humid, a little hot. But other than that, yeah, we love Florida.
As of when we're recording right now, we are in that hot season and probably have a few more months of it. Mm-hmm. Not until October does it start to mellow out, which that was kind of shocking when we moved down here a while ago. And so, you know, I always love finding out what, great leaders do for fun on the outside, what hobbies they have, what things they're passionate about. And you have been into jiu-jitsu. How long, when did you get into that?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago. So I had all my kids going, right? And so I was like, well, I'm already taking them and I'm just watching them. Like, I might as well jump in and do the night, you know, the night class with the kids on the other side of the jiu-jitsu gym. And so, yeah, I started about 2 years ago. I'm still a white belt. I keep telling my family, like, I want to stay a white belt as long as I can, you know, because I feel like the underdog is always a better story. But it's as fun and exciting and as challenging of anything I've ever done before in all the good ways. It's never a dull moment when you're rolling with, you know, either a purple belt or someone who's twice your size or, you know, all of the above. But yeah, I have five kids and they are all doing great in it and they love it. It took them a little while to get going and then they just kind of taken off. And so it's definitely one of my passions these days.
I love it. You're at your kids' lesson, you're watching your kids do it. It's like, man, I could do that. Exactly. I could do it way better than my kids are doing. I could whoop their butts. You know what I love too is that your contentness with staying on white. It's almost like the equivalent of playing a cozy game. You know what I mean? Because I'm just gonna play on easy level. I need some good dopamine here while I'm doing this. But what is something practical that you gain other than fitness? What's something practical that jiu-jitsu gives you in your when you're not in class, like, you know, in your just your day-to-day life or in business that you're like, you know what, that came because of jiu-jitsu?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the calm under pressure, right? I mean, you play certain sports, and I played football, basketball growing up, played basketball in college and such. But I think jiu-jitsu and certain other, probably wrestling, a few other ones, you know, it's a certain calm when you're in a combat type of sport, right? And I mean, I'll give you some example. There's one guy who was like, you know, 275 pounds. He was huge. And I remember him being on top of me, you know, and like, I'm like, am I going to die? Like, you're like, your body starts to go that way because he's just, he's so heavy. But I survived. You calm your breathing. You calm your energy. And I ended up, you know, tapping him out, right? He was a white belt too. And he was newer than me. But he was a monster, and like the a monster in a good way. I mean, he was big and he was strong, but he wasn't probably a little more out of shape. Okay, but he was huge, and just overcoming, you know, things that are you think are kind of impossible. And I think that jiu-jitsu does that for with you within a few minutes of a roll at times, and you can take that with you to the outside world and continue to hit huge goals.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing. Now let's talk about capital gains tax. On that note, tell me, and just if you could maybe just start really, explain like I'm five, and then we'll kind of go from there what capital gains is.
Yep. You buy, let's just say, a Bitcoin, a stock, real estate, and you start a business and you go to sell it. And if you sell it for a profit or a gain, the government will tax you and the states will tax you depending what state you're in. So coming from Taxifornia, California, it was somewhere around 33 to 37% of the gain. So let's say you bought, a piece of real estate for $1 million and you sell it for $2 million and it's $1 million gain, you're going to be taxed about $333,000 to $370,000, would be the tax. And so that's the painful lesson that if you don't have solutions to solve for, that could be challenging. So
how do we how do we reduce our tax liability through capital gains?
Yeah, so there's lots of different ways. Some main ways your audience may know of, like a thing called a 1031 exchange that works for investment real estate. There's things like bonus depreciation to offset taxes if you buy certain equipment or certain properties and you depreciate. Really, I think even a better question before for the how is really the what are you trying to accomplish, right, on the exit of your asset. Even before that, why are you even selling the asset to begin with? Oftentimes that helps to reveal what you're trying to unlock. And if you've ever read the book, and maybe you have, most probably have if they've listened in real estate, it's the Rich Dad Poor Dad book. That fourth quadrant is known as the freedom quadrant, if you will. Most people never get to that quadrant, Josh. They're stuck in two and three, and they don't get to what's called truly passive income, where we like to define that as no shoes, no shirt, no problem. The money's, the cash flow is showing up $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 per month. And you don't have to do anything for it anymore. And you truly get financial freedom and you get time freedom, location freedom. And it kind of is a game changer. And so what I like to start with is, what are you selling and for what purpose? What was the purpose going into the asset that you invested into? And what are you trying to accomplish? And I find that 99% of the listeners out there, whether in business or investors, they want that truly passive income, right? They want to be able to say, hey, 50,000 or 40 or 30, whatever the number is coming in, and I don't have to trade any more of my time or energy for it. I can spend time with the family. I can travel. I can give more, or I can start that business that's going to be something that's very I'm passionate about. You find that with a lot of tech entrepreneurs as well. They're looking for the big tech company, and eventually, if they hit it well on a big SpaceX or IPO exit, and they're like, wow, well, I'd like to start my own business and give back in a way, make a difference and an impact in a creative way. Well, that's when you have that clear vision, then you say, well, what strategy to defer tax can help me get there faster? And that's where we come in, and we will compare and contrast different strategies. But we have one in particular that's a trust strategy that allows you to sell stock, businesses, Bitcoin, real estate, defer all of the tax, then use it as capital, all tax deferred, to start a business, to invest into real estate, to diversify into the stock market, to get passive cash flow. It just kind of depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Will determine what strategy we use.
Do you mind just maybe explaining the elements of setting up the trust and how that works? And again, just in a very kind of accessible language, if you could.
Yep, very, very, actually pretty simple. It's a couple steps. We set up a individual trust. It's a business trust. It's an irrevocable trust. And let's just say it was for you, Josh, and you're selling your business. And let's just use a hypothetical of a $10 million exit. And let's just say you lived in New York.
Oh, it's way more. No, I don't know. at least that's my target. But yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Let's say 10, because that's a nice, easy to work with number.
It's a good number, right? And let's just say, yeah, you're New York, New Jersey, California. And let's just say the estimated tax liability is, I'll just call it 40%. Okay. Just keep it simple. So it's 4 million. So you could have six, or you could have 10 in the trust, right? So the first question is, do you need or want all of the money right away to spend on your personal use? And you're like, no, I don't need it all. So I could actually just live off the cash flow and invest it into businesses. And so great. Yes. Then the trust is a good fit, because the government will allow you to defer tax and using an installment sale method. Most people know it's like a seller carryback, where Josh can become the bank for the buyer. So in a traditional installment sale, a buyer can say, Josh, I'll give you $1 million down, and would you carry paper for $9 million, assuming you own the business free and clear? In that scenario, you'll be in a deferral state on that $9 million because you haven't received that nine, but that million you'd pay tax on. Mm-hmm. So the installment sale method is very common. It goes back over 100 years. The difference is we don't actually ask you to finance the buyer, meaning the actual cash buyer. We ask you to finance the trust that's the buyer. So you sell it first to a trust that gives you a promissory note. So you became the bank, and the trust sells it to the buyer. And the trust receives the capital, $10 million, and $10 million means it has no gain because it bought for $10 million, sold for $10 million, and you receive a promissory note for $10 million, let's say at 9% interest rate, mm-hmm. and you're only going to pay tax on that interest that you receive in the given year. And that's the power of this. The full $10 million it can be working for you, invest it with you, alongside of you, or your financial advisor, and let's just say it earns 9% or so on average per year. And let's say you live off 9%, you only pay tax on $900,000, but you got an extra $4 million working for you to earn that, you know, part of that $900,000. So that's basically the compounding effect that we unlock. And it makes sense if you think about it, Josh, right? You probably spent 10,000 hours building your business, blood, sweat, and tears, all the risk, all the stuff. Why would you want to just give, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50% of it away if you could build a plan that helps it to work for you long term? You can pass it to your kids. You can use it to start your next business venture. All tax deferred, by the way. The only time you or your kids pay tax is as you get a personal payment and you're using it on, you know, your primary home or your living expenses, which is fine. Our clients do that. But they don't need all of the millions all at once. Most of them just want that passive income to be consistent and durable.
Okay, so this sounds great. This sounds like a no-brainer, and someone who exits without this, whoo, mama, they're going to pay a whole lot more in tax, which begs the question, the IRS, when you do this, they're like, yeah, you know, that's absolutely, we cool with that.
Yeah, the number one question to ask is, and it's a great first question for anyone who's proposing such any kind of tax strategy, is what's the IRS track record? Like, what's your guys' track record, right? So first of all, this goes back about 30 years, thousands of transactions, and it's been about 35 audits, state-level audits, formal audits. Most of our deals done in California, which is one of the most strictest states for these kind of type of things that they're trying to find ways that you're not doing it right. But we've never had a change in the audits, right? So we literally are batting 1,000 for the audits. And the track record, billions of assets sold using it. The tax attorney and CPA is a business partner who we work as a trustee to set these things up for individuals who are exiting, again, businesses, stock, real estate. And so that's a track record. There's also, most people don't know, there's about a 2 to 4 year audit window when you sell something, depending on what state you're in, maybe like 3 to 4 years. So it's not as if this thing's gonna chase you forever. And but at the end of the day, it's just an installment sale. We're fully reporting it to the IRS. Nothing's offshore. We've never been on a dirty dozen or a watch list. We're not a reportable transaction. We're just an installment sale with a trust. The second major question or objection of why wouldn't someone use this is sometimes they want to have unilateral control. You have to give up some control. So if you have an IRA company or 401k company, if you've done a 1031 exchange, the government says if you follow this pathway and give up some control to a third-party trustee, that's part of what you have to get comfortable with, then we'll allow, by the way, if they're $4 million, they're also giving up control of that $4 million if you do this. Keep that in mind. You have $10 million in there, but it's not all $10 million is yours. $4 million is the government's, right? $6 million is yours. But the government says, Josh, I'll give you a $4 million interest-free loan at 0% that you can go, you know, earn interest off and pay taxes as you receive it. Use it to start your next business venture. Use it to buy your next investment real estate property, as long as you do it with a third-party unrelated trustee as part of the rules, right? So so part of it, I have to just, you know, help people with that. It's like you can have 100% unilateral control of the $6 million, or you can give up some control and have 10 in a trust that works for you for a long time. You decide, right? And people have to make that decision for themselves. By the way, you could also take partial payments. You could say, I want $1 million now, let $9 million roll, or $8 million mm-hmm. and let two, I want two now, let $8 million keep going. So it's not as if you're stuck in just cement. It's very flexible for the entrepreneur. And that's what we do. We serve purpose-driven entrepreneurs and investors who want to compound their wealth and want flexibility with the capital and not have to suffer the consequence of a major tax bill in the year of sale.
And then getting a trustee, is that something that you provide? That's something that your team does?
That's what we do. Yeah, we would love to be the trustee. We're a specialized trustee for this particular trust. And we're working with a strategist since 2009, working with the founder since 2009 on this. You have to set up prior to the close, and you need to make sure that the M&A attorney or the CPA or the financial advisor and the business broker you're working with, you know, that's part of what we do. an offensive coordinator, if you will, where like everyone's going to run this play and you got a football in your hand, you're trying to race for the touchdown at the closing. And it's this momentum moment that we're trying to keep the momentum on your side versus it being, you know, pulled back by all that tax. The other aspects of this too is there's some built-in estate planning. So you can eliminate estate tax if we're going like $100 million deals. We can eliminate the death tax, which most people don't realize that the stepped-up basis doesn't solve for that. So there's that piece of it. And then there's the asset protection piece of it. This $10 or $100 million that's in the trust is asset protected from creditors. So there's some other ways to add value to your overall estate. And if there's one thing I want everyone to hear, if you're selling, you know, stock, business, Bitcoin, real estate, at that point, there's an opportunity for momentum that can be on your side. We like to say that momentum is hard to build, it's easy to lose, and it's priceless to keep, right? Mm. And if you can get it on your side on the exit, this sets up the legacy in a way that can endure for longer because you just have, you know, more money to work with.
Brett, your website is Capital Gains Tax Solutions. What I appreciate is that you you have a lot of great video on here. Do you mind maybe sharing kind of best resources for our friend that's listening right now?
Yes. Yeah, so we have our book, Building a Capital Gains Tax Exit Plan. We came out with the book a couple of years ago now. We have Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank in the book, which is great. So it's my story of the 2008 crash and not knowing a thing about this, right? I'm a real estate wannabe entrepreneur in California trying to make it with a new baby and a new wife, and it really literally went broke. Like a lot, we had to borrow $5,000 from my dad, worked at Cheesecake Factory on nights and weekends while I was still trying to sell real estate to keep the lights on. Yeah. And then I learned about this, and I don't want people to go through this painful lesson that a lot of people learned that lost millions because they didn't have a capital gains tax exit plan. So I would say that book is a great one, or just capitalgainstaxsolutions.com, where you can watch the videos and client testimonials.
Yeah. Brett Swartz, again, founder, CEO, Capital Gains Tax Solutions, your website, Capital Gains Tax Solutions. And then, of course, you know, someone who is, you know, they're approaching an exit, or they know that, they got some things moving and they'd like to keep, you know, have more control over the movement rather than have to peel off so much for the IRS. So obviously they can connect with you right on your front page there as well. Anything else that you want to share just in terms of, like, I know you got some great videos, you got YouTube and so forth. Anything else you'd recommend?
I think from the advisor who might be listening to this, right? So you might be a luxury real estate agent, commercial real estate broker, financial advisor, M&A advisor, and you're trying to serve clients at a high level. Like we're seeing the biggest wealth transfer in the history of the planet happen right now. It's $124 trillion. It'll happen the next, you know, 5 to 10 years or so. And it's the baby boomers that's transferring it. And every single day there's 10,000 turning 65 years old in America. And there's 80 million in the US alone. And so this tsunami of wealth is going to transfer. And the question will it be subject to estate death tax, which is a 40% hit on anything above 30 million married, 15 million single? Will it be subject to massive capital gains tax on these exits if they're not selling and waiting for the stepped up basis? Like we have to, you know, navigate that. And then will you be able to serve them and help them steward the wealth? And so this is just a huge moment in our history. You know, 250 years, we just celebrate July 4th. We call it the reverse Tea Party, right? We fought for basically, you know, representation with, you know, with taxation, right? So where are we now? Well, this $124 trillion, we believe if it all goes to the government, they're not very efficient with the spending of the money, okay?
Clearly, seeing that.
No matter what side you vote for. And so the question is, can it be in the hands of the people that create the jobs, that build the houses to end the housing crisis, to really continue this American dream? Well, this is a big moment, right? And so we want to use every legal means that are available to help our clients. We want to help you help your clients. We're like a wingman. We come alongside advisors because advisors are really good, you know, especially like a financial advisor for the overall global picture. We're like the Navy SEAL that comes in right at the exit moment. That advisor manages the capital. We're the trustee and we team up. And so the advisor's happy. He's like, wow, it's $100 million versus $60 million, right? The client obviously is overjoyed, right? You know, we get paid our fees, so we're happy too. Everybody wins. And by the way, the government wins too, because the money does get invested, and that should spur economic growth. The study of macroeconomics creates more jobs, more tax revenue. So that's why governments give us IRAs, 401ks, these strategies, right, that we're talking about, trust with installment sale methods, because it's going to incentivize the continual investment of the funds, which creates more jobs, more tax revenue. It's basically it. So that's the last thing I'll just share. It's just make sure you're aware and you're asking your clients the necessary questions to prepare, because the opposite is true. The other advisors that are doing that, they end up winning that deal, right? And all of a sudden the advisor looks up, it's like, I've been golfing and serving with your family for, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And you're like, but you didn't have a capital gains tax or state tax exit plan for me. This other person did. So we don't want you to lose out. Make sure you connect with us. So we'll educate you, empower you, and help you.
Brett Swartz, author of Building a Capital Gains Tax Exit Plan. You've closed over $500 million in deferred sales trust. And again, you're the founder of Capital Gains Tax Solutions, on the web at capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you so much, Josh. It's been awesome. A pleasure to be on the show.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your PodVerified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.